All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow, straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that he will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let's thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world since it was up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime. It continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, always evermore, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening. Supporting means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All of those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships. For his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake, stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all into the earth everywhere. Much love to the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all into the earth everywhere. Anybody who's reading the Bible, being doer of the word, God bless you. Anybody who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, and most of the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in a twinkle of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let's stand our purpose and call it for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Fear God and keep the commandments. Work out your own salvation with trouble and fear. Be a doer of the word. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of Messiah. keep the laws, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind, and your inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward on your journey, people forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in life. Always help you give life to the Messiah. Follow the way to life every single day forever. The way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. Make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. And today's message, what I love to do is go through today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son, died for the world, says the words up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. Your nightly prayer is on Psalm 134, verse 1. It starts off with a different scripture. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 18, verse 2. Devotion based on Psalm 18. David strings together 9 divine descriptions, a necklace of names. Rock for stability, fortress for protection, deliverer for rescue, my God personalizes deity, strength for ability, buckler, shield for defense, horn for power, high tower for perspective. Not content with one metaphor, David multiplies security images. Each name meets specific needs. Together they surround fear with faith's army. When one's name isn't enough, God has plenty more. He's everything you need by any name. Acts reflection, adoration, multifaceted God. You are every security I need, rock, fortress, deliver, and more. I worship you, all-sufficient protector. Confession, I confess seeking security and lesser refuges at times in the world. Thanksgiving, thank you for being everything these names represent. Supplication, be my rock, fortress, and deliverer in today's battles forevermore. Amen. We touch and agree. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture, behold, bless Yah, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Psalm 134, verse 1. Prayer. O Lord, I come to you with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise for the rest you give. When my body is tired and my mind is weary, you are the one who gives me the strength to persevere. You provide the peace that transcends all understanding, that surpasses all understanding. I lift my hands in worship to you. You are the source of all goodness, and I thank you for the rest that you provide amid life's chaos. Thank you for the moments of stillness and solitude where I can sit and bask in your presence. Thank you for the times of refreshing when I could let go of my worries and simply rest in your arms. Lord, I pray that you would continue giving me the rest I need. Help me to surrender my burdens to you and trust that you will carry them for me. Thank you for your endless love and grace and the beautiful gift of rest you provide. May my life be a constant reflection of your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community and just prayers for all the church leaders out there, any worship leaders out there. Prayers up for the congregations as well and the people. All right, let's continue further with the daily prayer based on Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It starts off with a quote, your strength may fade, but your calling doesn't end. God is not finished with you yet. Quote, scripture of the day, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Prayer. Father, today I am hungry for more of you. I come to you with a real desire to learn and grow. I come to you with a teachable spirit, eager to be filled with your wisdom, your power. I will not step into this new season of my life clinging to old ways. I declare that I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. As I look to you, I am becoming increasingly aware of your infinite ability to bring new life and new growth from what seems dead or dying. I am excited about the unlimited potential that will be realized. I can't wait to see the renewal that will take place at each of my life's assignments. I will walk in your good and perfect will for me. I choose to ignore any discouraging words from within or without that would seek to distract me and derail my destiny. Conforming to low thinking will no longer be a part of my life because I'm being transformed as I answer God's highest calling. I confess that I am no longer the same. I have been forever changed. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I live for his kingdom and his glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Here was in the Bible, heart of a king. Have you ever felt like you've got nothing left to give? David, who once the fearless giant slayer, now stands as an old king, weary and worn, as 2 Samuel chapter 21. He enters battle again, but this time he grows faint. His strength may be gone, but his faith remains. Even when others step in to protect him, God's hand is still on his life. What does it look like to stay faithful when your strength is fading? David's story reminds us that our value isn't measured by energy or ability, but by our willingness to trust and obey. If you're in a season of weariness, know this, God is still working through you. Your legacy isn't built on power, it's built on perseverance, humility, and faith. Fruit of the Spirit, action, gratitude, write down one answered prayer you're thankful for. Most definitely just agree. Prayers for your community. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. The name above all names, the abundant life. Praise the Lord, the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega, amen, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved, the Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation. The forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One, the hope of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the hope of his people, the hope of his people, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Messiah, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He's the King of Kings, hallelujah, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, the King with multiple crowns, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, very beautiful King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, my rock, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath. The man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrector, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rock of Israel, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbani, the sustaining sufficient one, the star out of Jacob, the suffering symbol, the just one, the one meteor, stone the builders rejected, Yah, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahusha, Hamashiach, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Yahawashai, Elohim, Yahuwah, Yah, Jah, the stone of bitters rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, the life. Praise him. The testimony of the scriptures, yes. The way everlasting, the way, truth, the life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the way everlasting, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah, praise, the word of life, most definitely, yes. We know his word is pure, fine silver, refined and furnace of clay seven times, David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. We touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king is the way everlasting. Prayers are for the least of men out there, prayers are for all the poor people, the orphans, the widow, the fatherless, all the people suffering out there, anybody going through hardships or a tough time. Prayers for people to have nourishment and foods in their households, and prayers for those to have all their needs met. most definitely. Make sure that all the prayers get answered, most definitely, okay? Jarvis Kingston, I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.